As the Slave Awakens by High Priest Hooded Cobra 666. Greetings and salutations to all our family, people, and comrades. So many people are wondering why the world goes that way. Is this an inherent evil of humanity? Human stupidity? Docility? Is it just the will of God? Everyone has something to state. But there are few, if any, times someone comes into a conclusion, or any conclusion for that liking. It all depends on what one allows themselves to see, and what they restrain themselves from seeing, or, inaccurate saying, what others have restrained them to see. They don't have the necessary insight or will to see, and this they consider normal, but is it normal? One doesn't need entirely at the skies to find meanings. They can look just in front of them. But what is the thing you aren't allowed to question? Who aren't you allowed to criticize, hate? Who are you forced and brainwashed to love all your life, even if you never even knew, or even if they never did anything for you at all? Who is the one that threatens with all sorts of divine and non-divine punishments for such? Why are you always told to refrain from all sorts of power, hate yourself, and self-defeat yourself every day? I mean, you can go out of your door, scream, "Bad whites," and people will applaud. They will say you are fighting evil. You can also scream and rant about evil power, or how you are egoless and self-hating. You can also say, "Bad Hitler." Many will applaud. "Bravo, you are fighting the bad people. Bravo, the god of the bad. Bravo." You can screw and say bad comments about any Gentile race on the planet. You can spew poison about anyone you want. Talk bad about any ancient god you want. After all, you will not be killed for it. Anyway, you can hang yourself up and die, nobody will care. Yet, if you cross a line, then everyone starts to seem to care. Just don't approach anything inappropriate. Then you start wondering. Well, as for these gods, they had the uncanny tendency to not punish, exterminate, and destroy whole races, or have such followers who could easily behead someone on the spot for saying anything adverse to them. You can make up any bizarre theory of your own choice. You can fight for or against any interest. You can join any side you want. You are free to roam everywhere, do anything. At least, this is what you have been told. But there are some areas you must never tread, because these are the holy and forbidden areas. Somehow, if one winds up in these areas, life starts becoming different. These are the areas of criticizing, rejecting, and fighting against the Jews. Because, let's admit it, since the time you were born, you were repeatedly told Hitler is evil, the Nazis are bad, Satan is going to destroy you, stay away. It almost forms a recurring pattern that if one looks into their past, they can see this, sort of like the whole world is keeping everyone in reaching these bad things. Bad by the definition we have today. Then every studied, or at least every person who happened to cross a book on ancient history, they are seeing that these bad things helped humanity advance for hundreds of thousands of years. Still, humanity advances on the basis of these evil things. Meanwhile, everyone is forced, brainwashed, and subjected, or even threatened and killed about not accepting the contemporary opposites of such, the good things. Well, when these good things come in the scene, all one sees in history is the Middle Ages, bloodshed, wars, and terror, as well as existential guilt, darkness, and whatever humanity should be sad about and complaining about. There is a halting, All that is good nowadays comes or is rooted in what was inherently created by the so-called evil ancients or their evil tenets and conception. Everything that humanity likes is also, by definition, evil. Evil, even what you always liked, or ever was, or even what you were born as, was evil. Even the acts towards survival and self-preservation are evil. Somehow, man must be formed into something else, which hardly resembles man anymore. Somehow, what is man in man must die. And you can pretty much see anything and blame anyone, have any belief you want, watch as much Zeitgeist as you want, have any theory that you want, no problem. You are still a nut moving around, saying crap, being weak, and all of that. Knowing but not knowing, or knowing crap knowledge without application, is the best thing the enemy can hope for everyone. But if something happens, even by mistake, there are three things that you should always never question. And as you learn, or the devil comes answering, then problems ensue from this lovely and peaceful and equal planet people are told they are living in. One of these unquestioned notions is God, which is a fair say. How many can testify about this? Almost everyone in the world. Well, some people don't like this guy, but in any way, so very few take the moment to think or ask about this, or completely give it up. God supposedly gave us sense, but in fact, it made sure to make no sense. Hardly a question, but why are you given such? Because I recall Satan was the father of all common sense, let alone liberation, knowledge of good and evil, liberator of mankind from ignorance, and the one who promised and guided the people towards Godhead. This so-called God is a really insecure and evil guy, if so it exists as the people are taught. He is also very jealous and brutal, because, let's admit it, most people doubt this thing every day. Most people just inherently doubt and reject this thing. But brainwashing since infancy might suffice for these people to believe, or should I say, succumb. It must be taught to people or they would never find out. It's just not there. Unlike whatever satanic, it's not there. Neither it ever was. It must be taught. Wait. Taught? Just by whom? Oh, it is the Jews. Because last time I checked, all power centers in the world are infested by their religions and the inevitable teachings of how one should perceive their reality and life, which stems from Jewish teachings and in turn shapes the world according to these decrees. It is a common saying, what you have within you, you will create and see in your environment. The means to oppose, reject, and destroy the above. Why? Because simply, this world is being ruined by such. The reason that all of humanity is enslaved, repressed, depressed, and with animal intelligence, or that the planet is bleeding to death, should leave every being questioning how such a so well-formed and well-executed operation is taking place. I mean, no matter what people think of as God is but the worst of evils, always seems to take its toll. Always it's a little voice in one's mind telling any decent person how hypocritical and how bad this thing is. But it too must be the devil instead. Not only that, but the conception of people thinking of good as evil has turned what was once accursed and evil, same as its preachers, as self-proclaimed divine gods. And yes, this is the Jews. These people were once understood as vile corruptors and destroyers of civilization, but now they have twisted through delusion, bloodshed, and brainwashing the masses into thinking otherwise. Thinking or not never changed them, and the same thing always applied. It still applies. Without many words, when one sees this Jewish supremacy problem, they start to see a pattern. The aims of the Jews are fairly simple. First of all, it's a very suspicious thing. You are always drummed about the innocence of the Jews since birth. I mean, why should somebody that is so innocent and never done a thing play the victim in all their history? Their God is also a very sorry, nailed upon a cross, professional victim, crucified by its own father for the sins of humanity. One opens the history books, and then suspicions come to and arise. Then one opens the Bible, and they get more. One looks around, and more even comes. Please, devil, stop. Stop making me think. This is a loud scream of the weak. But others get drawn by this. They start filling themselves with more and more devil. They open up to the side of themselves that always rejected these teachings. This side within man that isn't made to be enslaved and cannot be constrained. Why is this behavior coming into being? Why all others are just plain evil and unethical, while everyone is bombarded about how good, innocent, and all great and divine the Jews are? Why nobody else has that right either? Why everyone is enforced since infancy to abide and be brainwashed by these ideas? It's more like everyone is more focused on the Jews than their own race. Why people in masses take almost any offense, but when it comes to any offense against the Jews or their ideas, people raise their so-called voice, which was cut all along. Why? I mean, I thought we were all equal and all. But unfortunately for the enemy, after this long torturous process of self-revelation gets into the mind of the wise, the satanic souls, and they wake up, they are going towards a destiny that is far different and even opposing to the destiny of the rest of the slaves. This building explosion within one's own Gentile mind reaches a peak. There are points of perspective of such. We have our own. They have their own. Others see these from the standby of the beta cuck, slave goyim, Christian or Muslim, pacifist, peace cuck lord, rape me any day guy, who just waits patiently and builds ruthlessly the Jewish world, inside which every man is supposed to suffer. After all, refusal to build something as such can eventually mean the death of someone. And most people are too afraid of death or too afraid of afterlife hell's fire. This is what happens when Jews do your thinking for you. It's like a silent gun is placed onto your head, telling you to do this, either or. Everyone moves every day and does again, but it's sort of like this invisible gun or timer is placed on their heads, forcing them to act. They don't do it from the heart, never, ever. They don't do it happily, and they are doing it for people and beings they do not know, for purposes unknown to them. They don't know why or how or when the gun will pop, and when their brains will go after this, or where their soul they have sold to the Jews will go, they hardly know. They don't even ask. Even if they asked, who would be there to answer? These people know loneliness to be a fact of existence. Neither they know how or why or what is the reason they are doing all this they do, let alone for whom. They just keep going. The lie is continued indefinitely until the person dies and they leave something, if anything, behind, moving towards a trip they never had a clue about. They let others do their research for them. They never thought. They never even asked. Many people are that way. And surely this is a good and thriving stable for anyone who wants to enslave anyone else. If things are that way, then it can go on. Towards where, though? Then you have the bad, bad Gentiles who see matters otherwise and take a spiritual stance against all of that. Waking up from slumber, let alone opposing, requires a keen insight and the power of the people to be in place. It requires you to own yourself. When one is a slave, they never owned themselves before. It requires bravery that most cannot even possess or understand. This is why we are as many as we are, and not the whole planet. Our bravery is contagious. This is also why we are too different than our enemies. We are above them, but our people need to understand this. Inside our amassment, there lies a sense of the old warriors, kings, and civilizers. Inside us, the same serpent sleeps. Inside us, the same serpent is showing the way. According to them, we were fighting a lost war, at least years ago. Now they are fleeing from all directions, but they are still pressing against us. Now they are the ones fighting a lost war. Why could a bunch of nobodies do all this? Because they realized they weren't a bunch of nobodies. No matter who one is, when the divine light touches them, they become lit like a born star. They in fact went to the devil and had a handshake, only to find that the devil was not buying souls, but was in fact a lovely being of light and truth. What a shocking and revealing experience, wasn't it? Isn't it relieving to see a broken spiritual limbs coming back in place, which of course you never knew you possessed? When one finds a path of God in the path of where they were told that the bad and evil is, how shocking. When one chooses to deny the hypocrisy of the Jewish dogma, when one chooses to deny these lies and move forward despite all dangers, when the good God they once believed, his good angels and its good people, turn against the one who questioned or opposed. When one really sees the devil that was preached to be in the opposite side, in the good side from where they left, one suddenly wakes up only to see their beloved angels attack them. Strange entities keeping them enslaved and suppressed, a chaotic mind that is against the one who is supposed to own it, the people once thought good and supportive, turning faces. This, then, is a chaotic state of awakening. Shortly, things do fall in place, and one finds themselves in an elevated state, above all this, and by definition, far more powerful than ever before. This is when, only after one has stopped being a slave. When they see that they never had a soul, and that the devil helped them regain it. That the devil never bought any soul, or did any bargains. To realize that the one who buys souls is actually the enemy, buying them at the cheap price of fear, slavery, and ignorance, making no discounts. When they see and realize that the light that humanity always seeking, hid in plain sight in the evil, bad, and opposing side. When they realize that the one who drinks the blood of sacrifice is not Satan, neither the devil, but actually it is the God of the Jews. When they realize that this feeling that overtook them and led them to the light, which they thought of as darkness, was in fact and in reality the light of the Creator, whose name is Satan. How is it to know, have seen, witnessed, and understood the one who talked to you through your own thoughts, your own lack of subservience, your own feeling of destiny was in fact the Creator, and that he brought you here himself? What is it like to live a life without illusions, to walk the path of the hero, to be touched by the divine light of Lucifer, who still and forever reigned supreme and eternal? But everyone starts from the same place, irrespectively of anything else. Like a blinded man that regains their vision, once a slave understands they have been enslaved, they will certainly want their blood back. Once they realize their broken limbs and shattered mind, they will understand this is an ongoing process. Finally, one finds their own Gentile racial god and gods, Finally, one becomes human. At least those who move out of the slave farm all the way and don't return back for a loaf of bread thrown on the ground to them, which they, of course, will have to kill each other over for the fun their master has. You see, these people, and they want to make this escape against the Jews, but they can't go against their own programming. They are self-destroying themselves, hanging only in the middle of the escape route, considering this place to be their freedom, because they know the last stage of this escape is to spit on the face of the Jews and defeat them now and for all eternity. And in many people, there is much Jew living inside them too. This was the most major success of the Jew, to infiltrate people from within. When there is slavery, weakness, and disease, but above all, illusions, then there are Jews. One part of themselves is completely owned by the Jews, and there is a major contradiction. Unfortunately, this is the higher part of themselves, and therefore, their pettiness cannot sever this connection, but only succumb. The holy inside them is divided from the Jewish unholy element. They see all this slave farm the enemy has created, and as it is the lower aspect of being human, they bow down, but only halfway the road. Broken down they are, thinking they are standing upright. But for others, inside what the Jew always preached as a gross, weak, and insane, there lies a memory of this old divinity, and a piece of it is enough. These people will run out and trample anyone under their feet. They don't need a Jew to survive or to exist. They don't need their gods. They trust in themselves and in their own ability. While others are freely growing wings, roaring in the great skies, leaving their eggs in nests up high in the mountains, others just remain as slaves. Meanwhile, the free are not a mass, they are a unity. We are a unity. Those inside there, though, they don't see something that one can see plainly. Once they look, they're seen from the above, but we can. They are, of course, holding themselves up, their own slaver masters. It is almost funny, but their own power is what keeps their masters afloat. They are, in fact, building this prison on their own, which is the greatest secret about this prison. Therefore, everyone within this prison must never understand that they are building this prison, let alone that they have the power to build this prison. And truth be told, nobody loves their slave masters. Nobody really likes the Jews. Most people have this inherent hatred or indifference about them. Few, or closely nobody, can claim that they love them. They are, after all knowing of this fact deeply inside, that these people didn't bring anything good with them to begin with. The only way to love them or be indifferent about them is to not see them or to be blind by choice. If one even by accident sees and understands, then the reality that unfolds around them starts becoming an undeniably indifferent. Not different in regards to thinking. It's more like the perception becomes keen. One starts to think. One does not want to escape from where they are, but rather they start to look around. And they start seeing gruesome plans and faces. Their hate starts swelling. Their hatred starts to become consuming. Then there is blankness, a blank state. They never forget this vision which they are seeing, but they are seeing one more too. As the slaves awaken, they start to see, and they see Lucifer bringing this light. They feel defeated, but Satan raises them. Their first battle has ended, but there are many more to come. They see Satan with open and stretched arms. Now the gods are accompanying their presence. No longer are they to be slaves. Then life has meaning. Then the purpose unveils. Then the slave awakens.